Well, you're doing Mounjaro, Ozempic. There's a lawsuit out right now with it. And with the last video that I talked about with Ozempic and a Mounjaro, one of the side effects that they talk about is gastroparesis. Like, it's craziness, ladies and gents. Stop doing drugs thinking you're going to lose body fat. You can lose body fat actually changing what you eat and the amount of calories you're taking in. I give you my entire step-by-step plan for free. But super interesting with this lawsuit or whatnot, because what's interesting is diabetes can actually cause gastroparesis. I can never pronounce anything right. I can't even read. But anyways, be mad at me about it. It's super interesting, though, with those two things. And the person who's actually doing the lawsuit, they haven't actually been diagnosed with gastroparesis, but they are doing that lawsuit with it. So it's super interesting. And that's the thing. And that's what kills me with us Americans, is we would rather take drugs. And what's crazier to me is there are side effects to every single drug that we're taking. And then we buy another drug. Our insurance pays for another drug. Insurance premiums go through the roof. Hello? But instead of doing all these drugs, actually change what you're eating. There's a reason I've got people literally reversing insulin resistance, getting off of and lowering their amount of dosages with taking in insulin levels, lowering insulin dosages, not having to do so much insulin all day long, which is going to save you money. But just like smoking, there's side effects to smoking. And it's crazy to me that people still smoke cigarettes. That's the craziest thing to me. And it's just like, you know that there's side effects of doing it. And people are more willing to risk those side effects instead of just changing what they're eating and feeding their body the right amount of calories. But the lawsuit is very interesting. Like, the biggest point is that they actually haven't even been diagnosed with it. But on just the box, it talks about nausea, slowing of the digestion. So that's going to make you not hungry, not want to eat. So that's why people are getting results on it. It doesn't make you actually lose body fat. Because remember, just because you take a shot or take a drug, you don't just miraculously lose body fat. It still comes down to the calories. Sorry, guys, deal with emails. But that's just the craziest thing to me. But it's very interesting. I'm curious to see what comes out with it. But I literally just got done like 2 to 3 weeks ago talking about Mounjaro, Ozempic, and that was one of the side effects, gastroparesis. But it's very interesting too, like I said, with being diabetic, you can actually form it too, of having a tough time with digestion and movement and stuff like that. So why take a drug if you're not diabetic? And if you are diabetic, why not change your nutrition? Why not change your nutrition, change what you're eating, and your body will start to thrive? Do you know how many people I have helped? How many clients around the world? Because remember, I do this for free, guys. We do one-on-one calls every single night. I just tell you guys what I do, what I've got others do. And I'm not telling you what to do. But the amount of drugs people have gotten off of, there's no better feeling when people are like, I'm off my cholesterol medications. My A1C has been cut in half. Getting off all the diabetic medications. There's no better feeling than that. That's why I do this every single freaking day. And I give you guys my step-by-step plan for free. That's why I give you guys the free calorie calculator. But I beg you guys, stop doing these drugs thinking it's going to make you lose body fat. Stop doing all this ridiculous stuff. Stop doing weight loss surgery. You can lose body fat. Hitting your calorie goal. If you don't know what your calorie goal is, go use the free calorie calculator. Use the calorie calculator and eat real food. That's it. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. So please, I beg you guys. I beg you guys to just change what you're eating. Stop doing these drugs. It's not worth the health repercussions of it. People don't even talk about the health repercussions when you're doing weight loss surgery. And I've had countless amounts of people who have done weight loss surgery beg people when they're on my lives, on my comments, to not do it. They don't talk about the health repercussions. All they care about is the money, ladies and gents. It's all pharmaceutical drug companies making all of the money off of the sick and dying people. And people are buying all this stuff, all the diabetic medication, Ozempic, Mounjaro, because people have talked about losing body fat with it. And people aren't changing their actual health. People aren't actually changing what they're eating to better themselves. And people are like, oh, I tried everything and this works. It's because it's making you consistently stay under your calorie goal every single day. That's why you're getting results, but you're not actually getting healthy. It kills me that people out there truly think that they can't lose body fat and they have to do all this crazy drastic stuff. There's nothing drastic about actually taking in, eating real food, going out to lunch, going to dinner, and getting real food. You don't have to get all this crazy stuff. You don't have to cut all this stuff out. Go get a ribeye steak with asparagus, veggies, fruit, nuts, seeds. Do the charcuterie board when you guys go out to brunch. There's no reason to do all this drastic stuff. There's no reason to do all these injections to try and lose body fat. Stop doing it for the scale. Start doing it for your before and after photos. That's what it's all about. Getting healthy, feeding the body the nutrients that it needs, not taking all these different drugs, hoping you're going to lose body fat. There's always something new every single year of what people are doing to take a drug, network marketing products to lose the body fat. If you're struggling with weight loss, I can't stress this enough, guys. That's why I do one-on-one calls every single night, 7 p.m. Arizona time. It's all of it. So just start. Share this out. We're on all the podcasts. Coach Tyler Fullerton everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. But go look up, go look into it more with the Mounjaro and the Ozempic lawsuit with someone claiming that they have gastroparesis now from taking it. Is it really worth the risk? Is it really worth to take all these injections and all these drugs to hinder your body and hinder your health when you can literally just do it eating real food? Meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit, spice that stuff up, make it delicious. If you guys want to see what I'm eating every single day, make sure you guys follow on Instagram. I vlog all of my meals, Coach Tyler Fullerton on IG. So jump on it, ladies and gents. And remember, figure out your why.